let's go to AccuWeather's headquarters and meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
This looks like it's going to push up into a monster storm category. What is the latest on Helene?
Pressure is steadily falling, 966 millibar latest recon. So it's been a steady drop. And there's still some things that make it look a little ragged in appearance, but usually what happens when the pressure gets to be that low, it takes a little while, but the wind field eventually responds. So we expect those winds to steadily increase throughout the day today. It's going over warm waters. There's low wind shear. There's not a lot of dry air. There's some, but this is still likely to become a Category 3 storm at some point later today before it makes landfall, probably around 10 p.m. tonight in the Big Bend area of Florida.
Joe, looking at the potential rainfall map here from the National Hurricane Center, I see that it's the mountains of western North Carolina that could get the most rain. A lot.
They could. And, you know, part of the reason for that is that they're already getting some rain right now. And then you have an upslope component to the wind. And so you're going to be sending that tropical moisture violently upward, and it could just wring out the water. My boy just moved down to Asheville a couple of months ago to work for a company down there, and I told him, I said, be prepared for a tremendous amount of flooding and widespread power outages, because there could be some 60 to 70 mile per hour winds even that far north, even that far inland.
And here, we're not expected to feel any remnants of it?
Well, we're going to be on the northern fringe of it. The fact that this thing is going to come barreling inland so fast, it will move up into Georgia, and it's going to fling its moisture northward toward a frontal boundary that's trying to come down from the north today. That front falls apart, so our air mass remains warm and humid, but its presence will be a focal point for that moisture from Helene to climb up and over. That's why I think we've got some showers in the forecast for tomorrow, and probably off and on showers even into the weekend, even though Helene will degenerate and become a shell of itself. Somewhere in Kentucky and Tennessee as we go into the weekend.
John, one other question about the timing of this storm. I know that it's offshore now, expected to arrive sometime, what, tonight?
I think 10 p.m. is what we're projecting landfall right now. East of Apalachicola, probably south of Tallahassee when it makes landfall.
Joe, appreciate the update. Thank you. I hope your son's okay down there in
Tennessee. I hope so.
All right, partner. Appreciate it. Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather Headquarters.